Baptism of the Holy Spirit. By Ray Pomper. What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I'm going to tell you. But my explanation will be based on my own experience. Backed up by scriptural evidence. It seems like there are a lot of personal interpretations of what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. But first, let me say that there are three kinds of explanations that I know of that Christians will give you. The first one is the biblical explanation. By the Christian who believes that the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost signified the beginning of the early church, and that the spiritual gift of tongues and other certain gifts were only meant for a certain time, but are not for Christians today. The second one is the explanation given by the Christian who believes in the biblical version of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, who say that it is not a separate or distinct experience from salvation, but that you receive it when you are born again. The third explanation is by the Christian that believes in the biblical explanation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and who has actually experienced it. That's me. So, what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And what is this experience like? It's like falling off a log. The Bible plainly states that it is a gift, and it's for everyone who wants or seeks it. Acts 2:38-39. Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." One day, the Apostle Paul was walking around the upper coasts of Ephesus. He asked them if they had received the Holy Ghost since they believed. Their response was, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." Acts 19:5-6. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. And they spake with tongues, and prophesied. These men were believers in Jesus Christ before they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, but they spoke in tongues and demonstrated one of the many free gifts of the Holy Spirit. What happens to you when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit? Mark 16:17-18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let me be clear. A person who receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and is born again, has the Spirit of God in them, and is a child of God. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a benefit that helps us in our walk with God. He gives us power over the enemy. He helps us in our prayer life. Romans 8. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. John 15:16. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. My experience. One day, many years ago, I was exhorting the Word, in a small church in Madera, California. I was pretty young then. I was a born-again Christian. I heard about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was used to hearing people speak in tongues. Testimonies about healing and so on. And I even felt the Spirit of God. But when I spoke, I thought I was preaching at the time, it was pretty basic and average. But this particular day turned out different. At the end of the sermon, as was customary, music and worship was begun. And as I prayed out loud, all of a sudden, these strange words came out of my mouth. Wow! What was that? I even remember to this day exactly what they were. It sounded like a language. But I had no idea. That was only the half of it. After that experience, my speaking was no longer just words. After that day, I began to speak with power and inspiration. I started to see manifestation of God's power in my life through Jesus Christ and His Word. Where before I would pray to God for a few minutes, I can now pray for an hour or two non-stop in the Spirit. As I write this, it's about 1:15 in the morning. There is so much more to cover on this topic, but we only scratched the surface. So I'll have to save the rest for another time. Jesus is Lord.